Dirty and Perfect by Anonymous. This is a Merlin Modern AU, read by Momotastic. Reader's note, this story contains incest between cousins. Is the new black freaky? Is the new black kinky? Is the new black you can mix and match? Cause dirty goes with that nasty. Is the new black raunchy? Is the new black dirty? Is the new black? So get your freak on, show 'em what to do with that. The bloke was fit. Insanely fucking fit. That much Merlin knew for sure. And insanely hard. Hard and insistent against Merlin's R's, which had been the reason for the sudden relocation from the dance floor to whatever dark back room this was. Merlin was going to have that cock. They'd snogged first, of course, because Merlin wasn't the type to get fucked without at least a kiss. The bloke's hands were large, warm, strong, alternatively forceful on Merlin's chest and soft on Merlin's back. His tongue tasted of just as much alcohol as Merlin was sure his did, and the kiss was wet, desperate, and not at all in sync. But not unpleasant. Dirty and perfect. But then thrusting of hips reminded Merlin of what he wanted, and what he wanted was a lot more than kissing. He wanted to be fucked hard enough to feel faint, to have this bloke make him scream and moan, wanted that cock pounding into his arse with enough force that he'd feel it the next day. Merlin pulled away, a wet sucking noise piercing the sound of heavy breathing, and found the man's eyes in the dark. Merlin strained to focus on them, vision blurred from intoxication and proximity. "Time for you to fuck me," he managed. There was a final touch to Merlin's side, a caress down his body. "Turn around," the man said. Merlin was about to reach into his pocket for a condom when he heard the crackling sound of plastic. With that apparently taken care of, Merlin turned around and quickly undid his jeans, shoving them down with his pants. He didn't care how it looked, and it was too dark to see anyway. He spread his legs and put his hands on the wall, pushing his arse back. "Fuck!" Merlin gasped at the first touch of lube. It was a bit cold, but soon warmed up as deft, thick fingers spread it across his hole. Merlin pushed back a bit more, whining because he didn't want to say, "Shove a finger inside just for a little while," even though that was what he meant. But he did let out a breathy, "Yeah," when his wish was granted. He felt a digit pumping inside of him, stretching him, fucking him, and was glad the stranger had at least allowed him this, for the burn to be small before it was great. Merlin reached back and pulled the finger free when he'd had enough. He was surprised at how quickly the head of a cock replaced it, and brought his hand back to the wall to brace himself. He held his breath at first, at the feeling of being entered, but then forced himself to exhale, taking long, steady breaths the deeper it went. God, it was so long. Merlin thought it would go on forever, thought it would impale him straight through. He didn't expect a thrust to the base, to feel coarse hair on his arse so suddenly, but he liked it. He liked that it wasn't a smooth and gentle entry, because that wasn't how he wanted it now. He wanted it rough and maybe a little painful, and liked that this guy knew how to ease his way in before doing just that. The bloke took a couple steps forward, setting his feet on either side of Merlin's before placing his hands on Merlin's hips. Merlin loved the feeling of strong fingers curled over his hip bones, and suddenly wished the man would hold a bit harder as he struck up an easy tempo. Merlin pushed back as though in revenge when he didn't immediately get his wish. "Oh, fuck," the man gasped. Merlin could feel the muscles in his thighs tighten. "But impatient, aren't you?" Merlin pushed back again. "Don't care about the speed, just want it harder." There was a soft snort in Merlin's ear. "I can do that." The man gave a hot thrust, holding onto Merlin's frame tighter for purchase. Merlin whimpered and threw his head back. One, so he wouldn't hit the wall in front of him, and two, because it seemed the natural thing for his body to do, given the sensation of pleasure. He arched his spine forward and let the man take him over and over again. "Yeah, God, just like that," Merlin panted when they seemed to find the perfect rhythm. Merlin didn't want to give up his current position for anything in the world. Man moaned in Merlin's ear, low and rumbling like a gentle purr, breath ghosting over Merlin's throat.
Hmm, fuck. You feel good on my cock. Sounds like you're liking it too, yeah?
Merlin felt heat rush to his cheeks. He wasn't one for dirty talk, not at all, but he was in a dark back room in a random club. It wasn't like he'd ever see the guy again. Merlin could moan like a filthy whore if he felt like it tonight, could act like a bloody porn star for all this bloke cared. Maybe that was what the man had been thinking too. Maybe the lack of sight was making him feel just as adventurous. Merlin gave in, responding and feeling wonderfully naughty about it. Yeah, Jesus, fucking love it. Love your cock, he moaned.
The steady slap of flesh picked up as the man quickened his pace, and Merlin gasped for breath as he felt the cock in him start fucking with determination. He clenched and felt the sides of his whole mold to perfectly smooth latex of a perfectly hot skin, his arse taking the man's long dick deep enough to send bursts of heat through his groin. It hit all the right nerves, made Merlin hard enough to leak drops of pre-cum onto the floor below. He felt like he was riding the very top of a wave of pleasure and never wanted to come down.
Oh, oh yeah, oh fuck me, oh fuck me, ah!
Merlin's toes curled in his shoes, his fingers scraped at the wall, and he couldn't get enough air into his lungs, much the same way as he felt he couldn't get enough of the cock in his arse.
God, it felt so good. Thrusting, pounding, penetrating.
A hand left his hip and fingers dug into his hair, yanking his head back sharply. Merlin whined high in his throat and bit his lip as he heard the breathy tones of the man's voice in his ear.
So hot, you know that? Gonna come so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Inside your neat little arse.
Please.
Fucking filthy thing begging to get fucked like this in the back of a club.
Please, please, touch me. Do something. I'm so close.
The fingers disappeared from Merlin's hair, pushing his head forward roughly before relocating back to his hip and sliding across sweaty skin to his cock. Merlin gasped when he felt the strong hand wrap around him, grip firm and sure. He jerked forward into the tight channel and back onto the man's cock and squeezed his eyes shut when he finally erupted, tension and heat exploding between his legs.
Ugh!
It was the man who exclaimed it, as Merlin had remained blissfully silent through his orgasm. Merlin shuddered a few times as he wrung out the last of it himself, feeling the steady pulse of a throbbing cock inside him. He suddenly wished that, no matter how ill-advised, there'd been no condom, so he could have taken it all in. The feeling of being left empty was almost as satisfying as the orgasm itself. Merlin couldn't remember the last time he'd felt so well fucked and thoroughly shagged. This bloke's cock was bloody perfect, and he definitely knew how to use it. Pulling up his trousers, Merlin was almost afraid to ask for a name and number. He'd never moaned like that before, never sounded so dirty during sex. But he wanted this again, and who knew, maybe the man had a decent personality as well. It wasn't like Merlin had anything to lose. Running a hand through his tousled hair, Merlin asked the shadowy figure,
"Wanna tell me your name?"
Merlin heard the metallic teeth of a sip before the other man spoke.
"Arthur."
"Oh, like my cousin," Merlin thought. "That's good, easy to remember."
"Yours?"
Arthur asked. Merlin felt a tentative hand touch his stomach before sliding around to his hip, light and not nearly as sure as earlier, now that things were up in the air. Merlin felt around in the darkness for the corresponding waist of Arthur and pushed away any doubt of reciprocation by pulling him closer.
"Merlin."
Arthur leaned even closer, his lips brushing over Merlin's jaw.
"Huh, didn't think it was that common of a name."
"You know another Merlin?"
Merlin had only ever heard of himself, had always been the only Merlin in school.
"Yeah,"
Arthur said.
"My cousin. That's not weird for you, is it?"
Merlin stepped back.
"Wait, what? You have a cousin named Merlin?"
"Yeah."
"Fuck. No. Where's the light? Where's the fucking..."
Merlin touched all the walls, but he couldn't find anything, so finally he gave up and started searching for the door.
There was no way, not in this club, on this night, not now. No, no, no.
Oh God, please don't tell me you have a cousin named Arthur,
Arthur said behind him. Merlin pushed the door open and let the flood of pulsing club lights in. He was almost scared to turn around, but forced himself to do it anyway. And then it was like the floor dropped from under him. Oh, fuck. There was Arthur, his cousin, the features Merlin was so familiar with, set into an expression of horror. Merlin had a feeling his own face resembled something similar. Arthur stepped forward, brow furrowing as he peered at Merlin closer. He raised a finger and poked Merlin's face, then his eyes widened.
Shit, it's really you.
Then, true to form, Arthur got angry.
How could you not tell it was me before we went in there?
Merlin gaped. Oh, of course, it's all my fault. Like, you don't have a perfectly good pair of eyes as well.
I was behind you. I didn't properly look. Otherwise, I wouldn't have... Ugh.
That's hardly an excuse. If anything, you had a better view than me, considering you were bloody behind me. Arthur shook his head, obviously deeming the matter pointless now.
I've been drinking and it was dark and... Since when the fuck are you gay?
Since when the fuck are you?
I'm bi.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Oh my God, Merlin.
Arthur put a hand to his head and frowned.
Huneth is going to kill me. Father is going to disown me.
You think we're telling anyone about this? Are you fucking daft?
No, absolutely not. Never.
Merlin crossed his arms and huffed. This was just brilliant. Of course, when he had the best check of his life, it turned out to be his bloody cousin. Of course.
Would you quit that?
Arthur snapped.
I'm not happy about this either.
Quit what? Arthur pointed at him.
That face. The stupid Merlin pout.
Merlin snorted. Stupid Merlin pout? Are you 5?
No, but that's how you look when you do it. Always have, since you were 5.
Merlin cringed. No, stop talking about when I was 5, when I'm still aching from your cock. It's just wrong.
We're not bringing that up ever again,
Arthur exclaimed, hands flying to cover his ears. What the hell even happened to you? You were all not fit before, and now you're all... Merlin gestured to Arthur's everything at a loss for words. The Arthur that Merlin had seen nearly 4 years ago hadn't had muscles like that at all. He'd been just as gangly as Merlin. Well, perhaps not gangly. Perhaps just more average. He certainly hadn't had a sculpted torso and arms. He'd been attractive in the conventional way, but now he was, like, celebrity attractive. How was that even fair?
The last time I saw you, you were, what, 20?
Arthur said.
That's almost 4 years. A lot happens.
Clearly. Arthur groaned and leaned back against the door.
Oh God, I can still hear you stupid moans in my head. This is all your fault.
My fault? Why is it my fault?
You should have at least recognized my voice or something. I don't know.
I've never exactly heard your voice when it's saying things like,
you feel so good on my cock.
Arthur squeezed his eyes shut. No, shut up, shut up, shut up. Since when are you into that? You talk to all your backroom shacks that way?
I didn't exactly think you were going to ask for a repeat performance.
I didn't exactly think I'd want one. Arthur groaned again.
Can't believe you just said that.
Merlin felt himself blushing and hated himself. He couldn't believe it either. Why do you have to be you? Merlin complained and huffed again. The man's cock was brilliant. His touch was amazing. His tongue was skilled even when half pissed. And now, the man was Arthur. His fucking insufferable cousin Arthur. Arthur scoffed.
You think I wanted you to be you? Fucking hell, Merlin. I thought you were... Fucking hell.
Merlin glared at him, hating the stupidly perfect curve of jaw and set of lips, the stupidly brilliant sweep of fringe and broad shoulders. He hated the muscles he could see through Arthur's shirt, the strong gentleness of hands he could still feel touching him even now. He hated glancing at Arthur's crotch and knowing how great his cock was, how utterly off-limits it was now. Stupid Arthur. And Arthur was glaring at him the same way, the twat. Glaring like it was Merlin's fault they were obviously attracted to each other, like Merlin was the one who decided they should be in this situation. Arthur had always been like that, high and mighty and never able to do any wrong himself, always above reproach, always thinking he was better than people. Eventually, Arthur rolled his eyes and sighed. He pushed off the door and yanked Merlin's wrist, pulling him forward.
What the?
Arthur opened the door and pulled Merlin inside, back into the room.
I'm still drunk,
Arthur stated flatly. Merlin's heart skipped at the meaning and his mouth dried up. This was the way out, a solution, at least for now. It was easier than acknowledging the truth, and evidently Arthur saw that.
Oh, me too.
The door shut, throwing them in darkness again. The kiss was wet, desperate, not at all in sync, but not unpleasant. Dirty and perfect.
Do you like to play dirty or do you play clean? You like your coffee black with a little cream? Does the thought of getting caught really turn you on? Or is the fear too much so you do no wrong? Have you ever been told of what you can't do because of all the shit people hang on you? Afraid to let it out and let you be you seems a bit too much, so you repress that too. I'm here to let you know that you ain't alone. We like the same types of things others won't condone. You can talk to me if you can't talk to them, and I won't be judgmental like your lame ass friends. None of them get it cause they've all been trained to hide just what they like cause they feel ashamed. But me, on the other hand, don't give a damn. I embrace who I am, so fuck they understand if dirty is the new black. Freaky is the new black. Kinky is the new black. You can mix and match cause dirty goes with that. Nasty is the new black. Raunchy is the new black. Dirty is the new black. So get your freak on, show them what to do with it.
You've just finished listening to Dirty and Perfect by Anonymous, performed by Momotastic. If you'd like to leave feedback for the story, please find it on AO3 by following the related works link on my Podfic post. If you'd like to leave me some feedback, find me on AO3, Tumblr or Twitter as Momotastic, Momotastic27, or Momopods. The song used as scene breaks is Dirty is the New Black by Johnny Dangerous. Thank you to the Podfic Discord, as ever, for giving me helpful feedback on the cover art. And now for some reader free talk. I honestly thought I was done with Merlin Podfic, but I guess not. This might actually be the last one, though. I mean, who knows? It might not be. The thing about this story is, I recorded it for Merlin's spring cleaning in April, and this story has two sequels. And I was recording the entire series. However, part two already has some cringeworthy characterization of Vivian. Like, she's the clingy stalker girlfriend who can't understand that they're broken up. Which was a very popular characterization of her in earlier years in the fandom. And then part three introduced their parents into the mix, and while I can sort of go with Uther as a terrible father, because that super depends on, you know, your own experience with that kind of parent, or just, you know, how you read him in canon. So yeah, I can sort of see that, but then Huneth is this sort of weird hippie mom who doesn't know how to cook and is just really strange and flighty. And that's just wrong. That's just not right. I mean, we have no proof that Huneth is a good cook. She might be a bad cook. I'm assuming this is based on Arthur not liking the food that she made in canon, which is just, whatever. But Huneth is definitely not a flighty, hippie kind of person. That's just not right. And there were other characterizations that I didn't really agree with. And, like, I don't think that out of the two of them, Arthur would be more relaxed about starting a relationship with his cousin, because that's what happens in the second and the third part. They start a relationship and then figure out how to live with that. So Arthur is more relaxed in this story about being in a relationship with his cousin. And Merlin is always freaking out about it. And I honestly don't think that it would be like this. I think it would be the other way around, because Merlin has been different all his life in canon. And Arthur is the one who's very concerned with his public image and doing what's expected of him. Fucking his cousin is not part of doing what is expected of him. Anyway, I don't want to bash the story too much. I did enjoy it when I first read it many years ago, and I still think that the first part is pretty hot. And if you're okay with the characterizations and also the mean depiction of Vivian and everything else I just said, honestly, give the other two parts a read. You'll find them easily on AO3 if you go back to the story that's linked in my post. And also to anyone who, like me, remembers who wrote this story, because I first read it when it wasn't orphaned yet, my criticism is not meant as a bash on the author. I respect the author a whole lot, and I know that this author has written many things and has evolved as a writer. This is an earlier work by them, and they used characterizations that were popular at the time in fandom. They treated the characters more like original characters, and that's fine too. All I'm saying is that the story doesn't withstand the test of time for me. I still enjoyed it enough to want to podfic it for years after first reading it, so that's a good thing. Alright, moving on. The song choice was easy, for a change. I've been itching to use that song in something, and this story finally has given me a good excuse. And the cover art, well, I usually like to have something representative of the story on the cover. Either the characters, or an object, or a place that's relevant in the fic. But this is a PWP. It is set in a dark back room of a nightclub. I was worried for about 10 minutes how to manage that without making it an actual porn cover. And then I remembered that I could just use seemingly innocent and yet weirdly erotic and euphemistic imagery. Hence the strawberry and dripping cream. That's sexy, right? Yeah, so that's all my notes on this podfic. Thank you for listening all the way through until the end. Please let me know what you thought of my performance, the music choice, the cover art, or whatever else you want to comment on with regards to my performance or things I created for this work. I will talk to you next time. Bye!